Item of old business is subdivision 21-28, Lands of Fannin.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2021-28 for Lands of Fannin based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density, single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 5 lots on 4.45 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, the subdivision complies with the requirements of Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. Seven, given the relatively small size of this subdivision at only 5 lots, it is appropriate to grant a waiver from the grading and buffer requirements of the Subdivision Code. Seven, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 5 lots within the subdivision. B, if required, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. C, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. D, there shall be a shared maintenance agreement established for the common maintenance of the roadway providing access to these lots. This shared maintenance agreement shall be included on the final site plan or recorded as a separate document in the office of the recorder of the deeds. E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-28 Lands of Fannin for the reasons stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I'm not voting.
Okay, not voting. Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
I'm a yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0 with one abstaining. Okay, our next item is a conditional use number 2318 V and M LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2318 for V and M LLC for a convenience store and office based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is at the intersection of Route 24 and Mulberry Knoll Road. Route 24 and this intersection are undergoing substantial improvements with the traffic light to be installed at the intersection. This is an appropriate location for the proposed use because of that. Two, this location serves an area that has experienced residential growth. It is also near two relatively new schools and the recently constructed Troop 7. This conditional use will provide a convenient location for retail and automobile fueling for nearby residential developments as well as Route 24 traffic. Three, the applicant will be required to comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvements as required by DLDOT's TIS review letter and DLDOT's letter agreement. Four, the site will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. Five, the site is in the commercial area according to the current Sussex County land use plan. This type of business is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Six, the proposed conditional use lessens the congestion on area roads by providing appropriate commercial activities on the Route 24 and Mulberry Knoll Road intersection so that residents and visitors to the area can meet some of their commercial needs without having to travel to Route 1 or the Angola areas. Seven, the proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, there is no opposition to this application. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a 5,000 square foot convenience store with fueling stations and a 12,000 square foot office building. B, the applicant shall comply with all entrance, intersection, and roadway improvements required by DLDOT. C, fuel and petroleum products shall be stored and dispensed as required by all state and federal requirements. D, all security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpster shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the developer shall comply with all stormwater management requirements and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. G, the site may have the signage permitted in the C3 district. H, there shall be a landscape area along the site's common boundary with the lands of Cape Henlopen School District and lands of Ralk Properties LLC to screen this site from these adjacent properties. A landscaping plan shall be submitted as part of the final site plan. I, the site shall comply with the parking requirements and calculations set forth in the Sussex County Zoning Code. The final site plan shall clearly show these areas, and all parking areas shall be clearly marked on the site. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2318 V&M LLC for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins?
Yes. How's the
for the reason stated in
for
the
reason stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reason and condition stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reason stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Although, already did that, didn't I?
We're just used to it.
Okay, so that sounds like a 5-0 there. Okay. Okay, carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1962, Jeff Cat LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1962 for Jeff Cat LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Two, the site is adjacent to the applicant's property that is currently used for a brew pub restaurant. This location is appropriate for this type of zoning. Three, as stated by the applicant, there will be interconnectivity between this site and the existing brew pub restaurant that is next to it. Four, the expansion of the applicant's 3C zoning will improve the vehicle movement and parking on the entire site and the area in general. Five, the site will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the site is in the coastal area according to Sussex County Land Use Plan. This type of commercial use is appropriate in this area according to the plan. I'm sorry. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And eight, any future use of the property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And before I finish, I wanted to change with the interconnectivity for number three, because I wanted to say, stay the applicant, if there will be interconnectivity between this site and the existing brew pub restaurant as well as the adjoining property next to it.
Okay. I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1962, Jeff Cat LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoey Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
I vote yes for the reasons stated and stipulation stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.